The Sentai Review, Episode 15, Power Rangers and Super Sentai Discussion.
I've been watching the American Power Rangers. I'm all the way up into the middle of space, trying to watch some of that
space
stuff.
Space wasn't a terrible...
Dude.
I don't even remember where I stopped. We talked about this before. I can't even remember anymore.
Making it through Mighty Morphin was difficult.
Don't. Oh, he's got it. He brings it now. Yes! He morphed!
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone.
Bang. Making it through Mighty Morphin was kind of tough. Watching the movie was cool, but disheartening. There's a reason. When I watched the movie, I discovered something that when I was a kid, it didn't matter to me. Now it does. As I've grown up and I've become a story writer myself.
What are you talking about, random dude?
It is one of the biggest plot holes ever. The Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie cannot happen. Can't happen. They don't have ninja powers. They've never had them. Not when the movie starts. Because all they do is morph immediately. They don't go into ninjas. So they don't have the ninja powers. So they don't know ninjor. So Rito hasn't damaged their powers yet. They've never fought Tengus. So in the movie, they introduce Tengus for the first time. But guess what? In the series, they introduce Tengus for the first time. In both continuities, they're like, we've never seen these things before.
That's because they are kind of separate. At least with the first
basically,
movie.
It works
like
this.
The movie is a what-if scenario.
It works like this. The storyline where Rito comes down, destroys the Zords and everything. If you take out that story arc and put the movie in, the only problem you deal with is all of a sudden in the middle of a fight, Ninjor will just show up like, Ninjor! And you're like, who the fuck are you?
Ninjor!
Because he'll come out of nowhere. Because you didn't see the Rito. But if the Rito is in there, the movie cannot happen. So the movie is completely 100% non-canon. And that deletes one of my all-time favorite bad guys in Ranger history.
Yes, Ivan Ooze.
Doesn't exist. Never happened.
He is so cool.
No, he might exist.
Never happened. He never fought the Rangers. It can't happen.
Ivan Ooze. It doesn't mean he can't exist.
Right.
It's just he never fought the Rangers.
Yeah, the storyline doesn't work. Sadly,
Lord Zedd and Rita.
If you want to get
Ivan
real
Ooze.
Sad, though, here's real sad. When you finish watching Zeo, the next episode is a Turbo movie,
and
it is 100% canon.
Yes,
because when you start Turbo, they don't get their powers; they have them because it happened in the movie.
The movie. It's weird because I watched. Nostalgia.
Which means the worst friggin' movie, there's only two, so just to be fair here, but the worst movie in Power Rangers history is the only one that really happened.
Yep.
But...
So far, there's only two. There's another one that's... Well, we'll try to get
to it. That is... People are saying it's a reboot, but Saban has already said that they're playing the Star Trek card. That it will acknowledge all previous history of Power Rangers.
And I think they do have a 2016.
July 22nd, 2016. We will go, we will use that as a birthday gift.
Yep.
Because my birthday's the 21st. I'll be 28 that year.
That happens every year with him. Every year with him, right around his birthday, anywhere from 4 days before or after, some big movie comes out.
Captain America?
Captain America's going to be in May.
No, the Winter Soldier came out last July, right
yeah,
by my birthday.
But next year it's May.
Yeah, but he's mentioning...
Or no, not next year, it's
But he's just saying what I said.
Right. Big movies happen around my, there's at least one big movie that happens around my birthday.
Yep. I've got
and we use it as my birthday gift.
Power Rangers. The last 4 or 5 years, that's what we've done, is go hang out at the theaters.
My birthday gift was Guardians of the Galaxy.
Which, oh, yeah, that movie is awesome. It is awesome, yes. My favorite part of that movie, spoiler alert for anybody, I'm going to point that out since we've all seen
it's also on our fan page. Somebody made a Dancing Groot toy and put it on our fan page.
But spoiler alert.
Oh, shit.
The best part of Guardians.
Before my birthday in 2016, I get Captain fucking America.
Awesome. I get Power Rangers.
Those fucking Power Rangers.
I get nothing.
Excellent.
Because nobody likes to put down movies in January.
Of course
especially
not.
At the end of January.
But, spoiler alert for Guardians, what's the best part? Howard the Duck.
Yeah, see, I didn't know that was the after thing for the Marvel thing, and we left. So,
Bill probably
I guess I didn't miss
left.
Much.
Oh, you missed everything.
I kind of wish I'd have left. Howard the Duck takes the movie down 2 points.
When we were walking back from the theaters, we ranked the movie, and Bill's like, movie was, you gave it a 4.7 out of 5, and he's like, but because of Howard the Duck, it goes down to 4.5.
Yep, just his appearance. It's all I need is to see Howard the Duck, and look, your score's dropped. If he's a background character, your score drops.
You're hating.
It took me a second to realize who it was when I seen him. I'm like,
this is a giant talking duck.
My first time seeing the leaked video of him, it looked like he had like 6 eyes at first because of all the dark spots in his head from the big explosion that happened in the, well, spoiler, collector's ship area.
I am Groot.
It was the best thing in that movie.
Vin Diesel, actually,
some of the best acting Vin Diesel has ever done.
Actually, I actually talked to a friend
just
at
remember,
work.
Just remember, he learned 2 new words in that movie.
There actually is a...
We are.
From what I'm told, from a friend at work, there's actually a story behind that. The reason why Vin Diesel did Groot is because portraying, even though he only had a few words, portraying something that, like a tree, bring like life helped him get through that tough time getting over Paul Walker's death. This is what my friend told me. The reason why he wanted to do this movie and voice Groot is because a tree is a symbol of life, and he was having a real hard time getting over his friend's death.
Yes.
So that's why he did what that movie.
Yeah, it was probably being filmed between the little break that they took.
Yes.
Don't remember the name of the actor or the guy who played Drax.
Oh, Dave Bautista.
That's the same dude that played in Man with the Iron Fist, right?
Yes, yeah, he was the bronze.
That dude is awesome.
Yeah. I don't have a problem. Dave Bautista as a wrestler. I mean, I hate wrestling, but he does do some decent roles when because wrestlers are now moving into movies. You know, John Cena did.
That's because they were already actors.
Yes.
Yeah, they act in
now,
the ring.
Now, Dave Bautista, I think he did a pretty good job in Man with the Iron Fist. He did a pretty good job in Guardians. I'm not saying he's an Academy Award-winning actor, but I'm saying that he doesn't do better. He's better than John Cena. He's better than Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I've never seen John Cena.
He's 12 rounds.
No,
he's
I mean,
better than
there's
the
something
Miz.
Weird about him. I don't know what's going on, but like,
I've never seen that movie with The Miz in it.
No, The Miz was in like a... Actually, The Miz is supposed to be in the I think, 3rd or 4th Marine movie.
I believe he was in... Yes, I mean, you might be right. But the first Marine movie is John Cena. Yeah.
I've never seen him.
It wasn't terrible.
Most of Cena's movies are more or less playing the same kind of character.
Yeah, and then he was in
even,
12 rounds.
Even when I watch wrestling, I don't know what it is, but he'll come out and then he does this thing where he like waves his hand in his face and he just... I don't know.
I
don't know where the fuck he goes.
Or we could just do the whole Rock version of it. It's like, what's this, Peekaboo?
You can't see
now
me.
The Rock,
I can see you.
Now The Rock, I think, does do good roles. And that
he's had his moments. They were not good.
Tooth Fairy. Yeah.
Rock is Shazam.
Yes, he is.
It's been 100% confirmed.
No. Did he say it was going to be Shazam, or is it going to be like a combination
he's
of
Shazam.
Shazam and Black Adam?
I thought it was Black Adam.
From what I understand, he is Shazam.
Okay.
Because I, they could try to do like a.
I'm hearing Black Adam is something else.
Okay. But
it's going to be Stone Cold.
Stone Cold Steve Austin, I've only seen in one movie, and that and Bill loved it.
Sucked a dick.
Condemned? Come on, Battle Royale?
No, that is not Battle Royale. Do not give it that damn name.
It's American's...
It's American's urban version.
No.
American bastardized version of Battle Royale. Maybe.
Bastardized doesn't cover it.
I've never watched it.
They shit on Battle Royale. They took a big fucking diarrhea, ate pizza for 4 days and held it in shit.
It's what the Hunger Battle Games is. The Hunger Games is essentially Battle Royale.
And it's a 100% better version of Battle Royale.
Yeah, oh definitely. Hunger Games is a way better than
King still Death. Don't think it's better than Battle Royale.
Nothing is
better. But it's a damn better version of Battle Royale.
Nothing is better than Battle Royale when it comes to children killing each other.
That's crazy. It's an amazing movie.
Don't watch the second one.
It's a great book, actually. It started as a book and was so testy.
Didn't it get an anime?
Okay, there was rumor that there was an anime coming.
Okay.
It started as a book. Then over some time, after people finally got to read it, because it was banned.
It's kind of a...
A lot of people did not want people reading that book. It was banned all over the place.
Super touchy subject, you know, children killing each other.
And then after the book...
You think?
After the book finally touched down and took off, there was a manga and a live-action movie.
The movie.
And the manga's really good, too, actually.
And then they made a second movie, and I promise you the second movie's not that good.
It's not good.
You watched the first
movie. You'd have a better time playing Silver Surfer than watching
First
the
off,
second
the original writer's not the person that tried to continue the story. So
it makes sense on why it wasn't up to par.
But...
I love that movie.
As I've been doing that, as I've grown older, I want to see... where these things came from. And I've always heard about Super Sentai. But when I was a kid and I heard about Super Sentai, I was like, oh, sweet, how do I watch it? Oh, well, you don't. Unless you want to import it.
Yeah.
And then you still can't read it because there's no subtitles because you're importing it.
Because that stuff only came out in Japan.
And I was like, because you got to think, when I was a kid... VHS. My first three Dragon Ball Zs were VHS.
I still own some VHS Dragon Ball Zs.
See?
I still got tons.
So when I was a kid...
I had some Tenchi Muyo that was...
Yeah. Ooh, Tenchi
that
Muyo.
Was, he was
I still,
subbed.
I still got the original box, DVD box.
I also had a
awesome.
Cousin
love
of mine
Muyo, man.
Who
love
had
it.
Friends
like
that lived in Japan
more.
That were English
like
speaking.
But really
now...
I'm really Tokyo. I don't know why.
Now, with all of the, access that we have... I've been able to finally watch the Super Sentai series.
Yes.
And it is vast. 1975 type of vast.
Oh my god. Bill showed me it.
Henshin a go-go, baby!
Oh man, he showed me it. He showed me, like, a couple of them last night as he was downloading them while we were waiting on the
you
show.
You missed it. You didn't get to see the first. The first, the Henshin go! Big goggles and
No, but you did show me Speed Racer Rangers.
I did.
That was awesome.
I did see the first Power Rangers that Japan ever.
Go Ranger.
Yes. And when I first seen the Ranger, I look at all the Rangers, and I look at the Pink Ranger.
Has a big heart on her face.
And it makes
big
it look like she's
heart.
Got an insect helmet. Makes it look like she's got like a spider helmet because of what it looks like. I'm like,
they change. They're all awesome. They're like, Henshin, go! And then they jump and they turn into ridiculous suit.
The whole
heroes.
Henshin and go-go, baby. Bill likes to add that in because that's what Beautiful Joe does.
Uh-huh. When he changes.
I never
that's where that comes
Beautiful.
From.
Oh, Beautiful Joe is awesome.
That's where that
we
comes
from. We need to
from.
Go get Beautiful Joe so I can sit down and play.
It's great.
Henshin is to change.
Now,
or transform.
The other day, when we got back from Chicago... After that terrible day, the only positive thing is I got to sit down and watch the first couple of episodes of Zoo Ranger. Our Mighty Morphin, but there's...
We sat down and watched two episodes of that last
I've
night.
I've seen the first Japanese episode with the English subtitles. That's all I've seen. As
we
as
saw
Japanese
the
one.
Goblin episode and the Fat-Ass Pig episode.
I have all of it.
I have all
50.
I got to see how they started, and I got to see how we changed it, and my... God, did we change it?
We bastardized that poor show.
That wizard? When I seen that wizard, I'm like, okay, you're essentially Zordon.
Technically.
You're a descendant or some kind of version.
But Bill told me that in their universe, humans have been around since the dinosaur ages.
Yep, well, because we locked up Pandora 170 million years ago.
And then when we got it,
there were tribes. The meteor never hit our planet. Dinosaurs actually died out due to natural extinction. So in their universe, you have to understand, there's another planet in our solar system which doesn't exist for us in our reality. This is taking place in a different universe entirely. The clans of people existed alongside dinosaurs 170 million years ago. They were already fighting with spears and things like that, and fighting amongst dynasty kingdoms and whatnot.
And in our version, when Zordon gave the five teenagers their powers, they were the original Rangers were sealed.
Because when Bandora showed up, there was one chance to beat her. A magical energy drawn from the life essence of different dinosaurs. There's a red tribe who pulls the essence of the Tyrannosaurus and creates a mystical combination which is called the Zoodanger. And the Zoodanger, Tyrannoranger, is created from red Tyrannosaur energy. And his guardian beast, which, by the way, it is a robot thing, but it's actually mystical. It is alive. There's even a point in the show where he goes to bond with it, and it rejects him.
And he goes to jump inside of it, and it stops him and pushes him back down to the ground like, no.
I wonder if that's kind of what they did with the Dino Thunder when they had, like, you know, you had a tribe.
It was alive?
Yeah.
That's what it's like, yes.
Well, so it kind of referenced it in
Dino
Thunder
then. It was awesome, because the wizard had to... The wizard had the colored keys because they were locked away in this other dimension. This like he gets in an elevator.
Even without the suits, though, there's something else.
Yes, he goes over there and he unlocks the door for the Black Ranger,
He had issues with the red door, though.
Yes, remember how General Zod is trapped in the Phantom Zone in that weird thing?
Yeah,
that's kind of how they're sealed in that weird thing. And when he unlocks it and he summons them, the Black Ranger comes out, and then he goes.
Whoosh!
And then he goes down the line, and then when he gets to the Red Ranger, he's like, when he gets to Ginky, he puts the key in the lock, and he turns and it breaks. I'm like, oh, well, those are 170 million year old keys. I can't imagine that. You're lucky you unlocked the other four.
Yeah, the keys got a little age on them.
So he sends the other four Rangers to stop Bandora.
I'm going to try to call the line.
The Red Ranger is so strong, he wakes himself up.
Before you continue this, Blue Ranger's name is Dan.
Dan.
Black Ranger's name is Bush.
May is the Pink Ranger. And then the Yellow Ranger's
name is... No, don't say yellow yet. Keep going. Red, Geki. G-E-K-I.
Geki?
Geki.
We always called him Ginky.
I did originally, too.
If it's Ginky, it's fine.
Green is Burai. Now.
The Yellow Ranger has the best name of all.
In America.
Yeah, we know the Yellow Ranger.
The Yellow Ranger was a girl who wasn't really a girl because when he transforms, we use that American footage, and of course, it's a guy.
Yeah.
Now, here's the most ridiculous joke in the history of mess-ups here. The Yellow Ranger's name in Japan is Boy.
B-O-I.
His name is Boy. Now, if I would have watched this series before I watched our series, I would have known. But I didn't know. I was a kid. When Power Rangers first came out in 1993,
Change
I was 5 years old.
Off to the Yellow Ranger.
I liked Trini. I did. I liked her.
And, dude, the Black Ranger's voice... defines epic. Mama the Ranger.
When they morphed, and it was like the Red Ranger was first. He was like Tyranno Ranger, and then he was like Mammoth Ranger. I was like, that dude, you're already awesome,
dude. He was so unbelievable.
Then he got
his voice is so deep and filled with epic.
Tricera Ranger, Tiger Ranger, Terra Ranger.
Oh, it was Tiger, not Sabretooth?
It is a Sabretooth Tiger, but. It is a tiger, so tiger.
Saber Kitty Ranger.
And when I watched the Japanese footage, because that is all their footage, nothing stock or nothing. And I watched.
There's a lot that we mess out on, and somehow we managed to turn very competent bad guys
into dumbasses.
Just
Goldor, Gold, Goldar?
Goldar.
He has a really crazy name in there. His name is like...
Oh my god, he sounds like a badass. And he is a badass. We changed him to a bitch.
Now, didn't they also announce that we were going to get an actual DVD release here of the Zulu?
I have heard that... I don't know how confirmed it is,
but I've heard that Shout Factory
is teaming up with Bandai to actually release the Zurangers, just like they're doing with the Power Rangers series, so you'll have to buy it in a set of two to get the 50 episodes, but I've heard that it might come in a box set where you can get all 50.
But it won't be as huge as the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
I'll watch it because I wanted to see the changes. Like, when Bandora showed up, I immediately seen that she was sealed 170 million years, not 10,000 years. Second,
when she comes down to our planet,
she actually moves skyscrapers,
running people over, like killing. She kills thousands.
She lifts a skyscraper up in the air, and everyone's like, "Oh!" And then it comes back down with Bandora's castle on top. And I was like, "Okay, now she's right there." Okay. And you remember that part where you see Goldar flying in our version and she's riding the bike?
Yeah.
That stock footage, you get to actually see that.
That was in like the little dome thing in the
And then they show her palace on the moon.
That's because when the Zurangers first wake up, they invade her territory.
Yes,
they and she is so powerful they weren't expecting that. Where they kicked in her door and when they walked through it, they were all of a sudden on a beach and Ghosh was like, "Hold on! This isn't right!" And all of a sudden, like, the river, like, came up and it turned red and this weird screen thing came out of it.
And she was
out of the screen and blasted this magic and almost killed them. They fall over. And as they're trying to get up, she puts her hand through the screen and fires all this electricity. And they're like, "We gotta get the fuck out of here!"
She leaves the city and keeps her base on the moon. Or castle on the moon. Thus, where we took that footage and we just keep her on the moon. But there was something that we didn't do in our version that they did in theirs. I didn't notice it because they didn't do it in our version, but there's a sign in front of her palace that says Bandora's Palace.
Yep, Bandora Palace.
We didn't take that. We didn't put Rita's Palace or Rita's Castle. But
well, Rita's Castle would have been ripping off a children's show.
Rita's Castle?
It was a children's show.
Really? That's interesting.
I thought that was Eureka's Castle.
No, it might have been Eureka. Yeah. I could have sworn it was Rita's Castle.
It was Nickelodeon.
Oh, okay. All right.
But
I don't fucking remember.
They could have called it Rita's Palace. But
yeah. I've slept a lot since my childhood. I don't remember a lot of it.
But watching that series and watching that first episode and seeing the changes, like, when they wake up, they all have their, like the black...
Their actual
weapons. He has his axe, and then he has his blades, and he has the lance. But then it was funny when I seen May, because she was fighting, and she always carried this one arrow, but she had no quiver. I'm like, "You might..."
Managed to shoot three golems.
I'm like, "So when you shoot somebody, do you have to run and grab your one arrow?"
Which, we call them putties. They're actually golem warriors.
Mm. And
they're not nearly as bitchy, because, like, in our series, we use them so that they can get beat up on by the kids in, like, every episode. In theirs, they show up, but they don't show up in the same sense. And most of the time, when you see them, they have to be fought transformed.
Because
they are powerful golems.
And it was neat to see the changes. The fact that the wizard, I don't know his name. I'm just going to call him the wizard. When he got on that elevator.
His name is like Barazar or something like
when
that.
When he got into the elevator and started pressing some buttons and it took him to a different dimension.
Floor 2000?
Yeah. Where he where the Zurangers slept.
I think he first seen him as like a Jander type person.
Yes.
Though.
Yeah, he's been hiding amongst us.
It really showed how strong the Rangers were, because when he unlocked the four Rangers, but he broke the key for Gekis, and he was like, "You need to go. I'll deal with this. Go." Because Bandora's about to kill children. She trapped him in...
Oh, yeah.
She trapped him in that... She shrank their space shuttle. And she was... And in their version, Squat and Babu, they were a joke in our series. But in their series, they were... It makes me not like Babu more.
They're like evil, torturous creatures. They delight in the torment of children and people. So they won't just kill you. They find elaborate ways to make you understand you're going to die with no way around it.
Like, they were going to tell you that your soul tastes better.
Yeah, so
they're more or less like the two henchmen of Hades and the Hercules Disney cartoon.
They even trap the Zurangers in a cage and then set fire around the bottom of them and then hook them up to this chain and he starts spinning them, literally cooking them alive.
And then they gave him an hour before, because they were burning a rope with a magnifying glass to drop this heavy ball on the shrunken space shuttle where the children are at.
And Bandora keeps looking in the windshield, and she's like, show me your tears!
Didn't they show like a bit of that in the English version?
There was a
bit of it, though.
Yes.
You see the small shuttle.
Yes,
I thought there was like a rope being burned and stuff.
Not that I remember.
It wasn't in the same sense.
It might have been in a different episode, though.
But when the four Rangers go to save the kids and they get utterly overwhelmed, and the fact that Geki himself is so powerful, he wakes himself up.
Wait, isn't that the episode where, like, they all... Or the one that we ripped off, wasn't that the one where they all summoned their Zords, but only the Tyrannosaur fought? Because the others didn't even have theirs?
The second episode, I believe, when they were fighting.
In our first episode, we go straight to the Megazord and fight Goldar. Like, yeah, literally in the first episode.
No, I was meaning the enemy that came from the shuttle one.
The shuttle episode is that skeleton guy. Remember? He trapped them.
The skeleton guy never grows. He's killed in the alt dimension.
Yeah, that's where our space shuttle in our version was.
But the skeleton guy wasn't he in like the second or third episode?
They took him to another realm and they had to get him out of this tree.
I believe he was in the second episode because I remember our first episode we fought Goldar.
Yeah.
And in the second episode, the only person that summons his Zord is Geki.
And he does it by accident.
And he jumps and he tries to jump into it and it sends him flying back to the ground.
Actually, that's like episode 6. The second episode, he does get his Zord, but it just shows up out of nowhere.
Oh, I'm sorry, we skipped that one.
You were seeing episode 6.
Yeah, I got confused.
It took till episode 7 to see the Megazord, Daizujin.
And when you watch them in the cage getting tortured by, I don't know their names, so I'm going to use our American name, Squat,
right,
and the creepy guy that still bothers me.
Squat Babu.
Babu scares me, and now in that Japanese version, he creeps me out even more because of his voice.
Yeah, he has a crazy
voice. He's assuming Babu fat one.
No.
Or he's a really skinny one.
Babu's the skinny one.
Bill believes
ape
that,
with the monocle, the flying monkey with the monocle.
Bill believes that because of Wizard of Oz, flying monkeys scare me, and Babu scares me. But Goldar is literally a flying ape. And he doesn't scare me. But Babu scares the shit out of me.
He's a monkey.
Dude, he freaks me the fuck out. I don't like how he looks. I don't like how he sounds. I was watching our version at home. And every time he showed up, I literally, I got like a chill. Every time he showed up on the screen, like, I don't like that guy. I don't like
Wizard. If only he could have actually been a bad guy. Shane would have been like, somebody kill him.
I would be like, please die, please die, please die. He creeps me out. But getting to see the changes from their version to our version was an eye-opener. A lot more happened. We just took... You know, we had to come up with a story to have the kids fight outside their suit. Then they fight putties. Then the second they transform, obviously, I didn't know when I was 5 years old that we took stock footage. But I clearly see now when I watch it, nowadays, I'm like, I'll sit there and be like, not stock footage, stock footage, not stock footage. Stock footage, and I'll call it out.
Wait, what's that? Wait, it can't be, can it? Wait, is it? Oh,
yep, it's stock footage. Stock footage, more stock footage. And even now, even with our Super Mega Force, we still use stock footage.
Oh yeah,
we have not done our own shit.
I'm waiting to see what they do with Gokaiger.
Then he showed me. This was at work, I believe.
I showed you the first episode of Gokaiger.
Now, I've never seen the first episode of Super Mega Force, but I don't know what is going on. I know they're pirates, and they come to our planet looking for treasure. And it's amazing, because when shit starts hitting the fan in the city, there's explosions going everywhere. And the four other Rangers, they're like, when an explosion comes, they're like falling down, and the Red Ranger is standing there like, I'm so bored.
Dude, he's epic.
An explosion, like, literally, like, 2 feet
in front of him. Blows his cape, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's like, blows it, like, 2 feet in front of him. And he just stands there like he's bored. He's mad because they blew up the restaurant they were eating at.
And he was attempting to eat curry for the first time.
And they blew up the restaurant, he got mad.
It was a gag, though, because even after the restaurant's all blown up, he actually looks over the counter and he says, Sir, does this mean I don't get curry?
And he's like, and the guy, I can't remember what the guy says, but
he's like, are you kidding?
I don't think that's like a priority right now.
And that misses, that the Red Ranger's like, and he gets up, like, if I'm not eating, somebody's fucking gonna pay for that.
when I watch them walk side by side, the pink, blue, green, and yellow Ranger, the way they were dressed, they kind of could have, like, blended in to the crowd.
But not him.
He was wearing Captain Morgan coat. Yes. And I'm like, you are clearly the captain.
It is most epic.
You are definitely a pirate. And, like, he was just so badass. Because these monsters were attacking these children, and they have flintlock lasers.
Yes. Flintlock lasers.
Their gun is like a
It's a flintlock.
I want flintlock laser.
Dude, it's so awesome. Yes.
And they,
he shoots the crap out of that dude when he's not even trans. He's not even a ranger. He's just like bam, 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 bam.
You know, in our version, they'll shoot a few times. Not in their version. They're like bang, bang, bang. I don't give a fuck. Bang, bang.
You're going down.
He'll hold the damn trigger. But then when they transform, they're fighting. And they're like,
you gotta watch out about holding the trigger, though.
And they're like, and they're fighting, and they're like swinging all over the place.
They're insane. And they're like switching weapons, throwing weapons. Like one dude will have two swords, and he's like, bam, bam.
He'll throw it to the other guy,
and he'll see a problem ahead of him, and he'll be like, whoosh, and throw the sword back. And the red guy will be like, bam, 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 and throw that. And as he throws the gun, he'll catch the sword. So now the red guy has two swords, and the blue guy will grab this gun.
And
while he's in the middle of cutting another guy, so now he has gun and sword instead of two swords, and he'll be like, bam, 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 and shoot the guys that are far
away.
They're
all nuts. They
have the most awesome synchronized fighting style of any Ranger show I've ever seen.
Then they did something that, that was the first time I've ever seen it, I would not know what was
going on. There's no way we're getting that episode. There's no way, because they can't possibly
because we know how the Super Megaforce are. They have the powers of all the Rangers that came before us. They can transform into the past Rangers
in key mode.
Well, in the key mode, they pull out a key that they found scouring the universe, and they turn into the original Power Rangers,
the Gold Rangers.
I've seen this.
And then when I see,
you mean the first,
the very Gold first Rangers.
Okay.
And and Bill's like, we're not getting that episode because if they did that, kids would be like, who are you?
Yeah. they can't make that reference.
So if we get that, you'll see the original Mighty Morphin Rangers. Because that's all we can do. Because that's our first series.
I've seen the Japanese version where they transform into the Zoo Rangers.
Power Rangers, ever since Mighty Morphin, you know, Zeo was alright, Turbo was bad, I did like Space.
Turbo was
awesome. Lost Galaxy, and Time Force was sweet. I like Time Force. And I did like Dino Thunder. But then they started getting terrible. But then when they showed the new Super Mega Force and they were pirates, I'm like, really? We're running out of ideas? I seen the Japanese
version. I laughed out loud when they were like, they're going to be pirates. I was listening to a podcast and they were like, the Super Mega Force is coming up. And I was like, okay. And they're like, they're going to do this legendary war and this and that. And I was like, okay, okay. And then Linkara, which was, they were doing like a history thing, he was like, well, aren't they pirates? And I laughed out loud, literally, in the middle of the hall while I was picking apart. I was like, fucking pirate rangers, the fuck out of here.
Let's see, they've had ninjas, they've had samurai, they've had
the
shoguns.
The samurais were bad, and the ninjas were
awful. They had race car drivers twice.
But the American versions won't exactly be pirates, they'll have the costume of the pirate people.
Right.
It'll just be the
Japanese version. The Japanese were actually space pirates. Like, we're talking like,
they came from space. They just flew their ship.
They're in a giant ship.
They just flew their space ship.
They sailed the seven space seas to get their asses
here. And they just flew into the city like nothing of it. And they just dropped anchor and jumped down. And all
they literally was Captain Morgan.
And all these guys were like looking up, and they got on top of a building with a microphone, and they were talking like, "We're looking for treasure, blah blah blah." And people were like, "We don't know what you're talking about." He's like, "We heard there was a great treasure here."
They didn't come to help us.
No,
they came because they were going to rob us of our wondrous treasure planet holds.
And the Red Ranger. The only reason why they helped us is because the Red Ranger seen that these kids were about to die, and he didn't like that. Though they're pirates, even pirates have a code.
He didn't like that they were going to murder these couple children that had no way to defend themselves at all, while at the same time, he was irritated. The only reason he went outside was because Curry was no longer a priority.
But then when he seen those children about to die, he was like, bang, 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 bang! And he just, this monster's like, what the hell?
Dude, you're gonna have to show me this.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
It is.
Gokaiger is so awesome.
Watching the Japanese version, Pirate Rangers are cool. Watching Megaforce, not cool.
I'm wondering. I haven't seen anything of it.
The only reason why I want to watch Super Megaforce is because I want to see Oliver come back as the Green Ranger. I want my Legendary War. It's not going to be as massive as theirs.
Holy shit.
You see
some of the Legendary War in the first episode of Gokaiger.
And they had many Rangers.
The crossover special I saw was these Pirate Rangers teaming up with another set of Rangers, but they were fighting against all the Rangers.
I know what you saw. That's not even close. The Legendary War is all 38 seasons, all 38 Power Ranger teams that have ever existed in the Super Sentai series throwing down. It is outrageous.
For us, when you
see them standing there, like the camera keeps panning back and panning back and panning back. And panning back, and there's just Rangers upon Rangers upon Rangers upon Rangers. And in the middle, in the dead center, there's the most ridiculous guy you've ever seen by our standards today.
You look at
what, Double Rainbow Ranger?
There is original Go Ranger 1 standing in the front leading the charge.
He's leading the charge, but when you look at all the other Rangers' costumes, he stands out the most.
With his ascot and his big V on his red chest, like, with his goggle eyes.
You did show me that picture.
You look at it.
I made fun of the ascot.
No, that's not even Go Ranger. It gets more ridiculous than that.
You look at it and you're like,
I thought that was the only ones that got ascot.
That was 1979, what I showed you.
Oh, boy.
But when we do our Legendary War, it's going to be for the 20 years that we've had Power Rangers, and they're not going to be... It's not going to be every Ranger. Like
it's going to be mostly the American ones.
Space Rangers, they're going to only have two of them. Instead of the six, it's going to be the Blue and Pink Ranger coming back. So TJ, the guy who played TJ,
I'm okay with that. I like TJ.
And the girl who played the Pink Ranger is coming back to play her role.
Well, they kind of can't get Trini back.
Sadly, yes.
Yeah, but they could get the girl who played Aisha.
The Ranger itself can be there.
The Ranger, yeah.
But a lot of the problem that you're going to see, some of them don't want to come back. And I don't know why. Like the guy that plays Zach Walter, he could come back. He still looks great.
Yeah.
But he and
Billy
can't. He's stuck on a planet.
Yeah, David Yost. I don't know. Because
if he leaves the planet, he dies.
Well, technically,
he's stuck on
Aquaman.
Yes, but he will not come back. David Yost won't do it.
Jason could. The actual Jason.
No, Austin St. John specifically said at the last Morphicon that I watched, the live stream Morphicons, and the last time they talked to Austin, Austin said, they were like, would you consider wearing the gear again? Would you consider just for one episode being the Red Ranger? And he's like, there's something about a 40-year-old man in spandex that makes me say no.
Well...
So he does not want to do it. And yet, when they talked to Jason, David Frank, he specifically said, as long as I can fit in that uniform, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
He said, I've given nothing but respect to the show. He said, I support my roots. I know where I come from. And I know that the show gave me the life I have today. So I will continue to support it. He said, even in its darkest age, when nobody was talking about Power Rangers, when I would go do interviews and they would be like, what was it like being on Power Rangers? And I would tell them that it was still on the air. The newscasters would be like, that show is still fucking on? And he says, even then, he was not willing to step away from it. If he's 60 years old and he still fits in the damn spandex, he's coming back. That's what he said.
So, and he's going to give back in his Green Ranger.
So in our legendary war, instead of the Go Ranger leading the charge, he'll be the only Mighty Morphin Ranger, and the Green Ranger will lead the
charge.
Which
is weird, because in the Legendary War, the red and green fight side by side in all the stock footage. So how are they going to explain that one?
Because if you remember...
They'll just get somebody to wear the suit.
All the forms that Tommy has had, too. That's going to be a question right there.
No, because I've noticed weird things like that. Like Jason, he comes back in Forever Red. How'd he do that? He gave his power to Rocky.
If you remember in that episode of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers when Jason, Trini, and
it's Zach a time war.
Transfer their powers, because they were different actors in the suit, when they transferred their powers over, they left still in their suit.
Yeah, they still have...
And he still had his morpher.
Which means even if you're liable to say that maybe somehow that sword copies energies... Well, then that means that there's two Red Ranger powers, but it opens up another plot hole problem. When the Ranger powers were destroyed, they were like, up, we're screwed, and nobody ever stopped to be like, well, wait, there are still three morphers that are active. There's still a red, black, and yellow Ranger that can be utilized right now today.
And
if they will just mail us their fucking power coin, we can get back in business.
Even when the Mighty Morphin... power was destroyed. Adam in space was in an episode. He was training Carlos on
how to be. He had a crack.
But he didn't train. He didn't change into the lion. He didn't thunder change, and he didn't ninja change. The ninja. See, this gets real complicated. The powers were altered to be thunder. Then they were remade to be ninja.
But when the original power
coins are not destroyed. They overcharged. There was a power fluctuation that damaged the power grid, which cracked his morpher.
Yeah. And in that episode, he's down there. He's trying to teach Carlos what it's all about to be the Black Ranger.
The ninja coins were specifically destroyed by. It gets super. Here's what happened.
Didn't
Ninjor creates the ninja
like,
power.
Or something like
Ninjor
that?
Ninjor creates the ninja power. They then. Turn into the ninjas. Mm-hmm. Now, during that time, they can use the power of that ninja to hop back into the next power. They can remorph back into the Power Rangers because they use the new coins to substitute for the old broken coins. When Adam comes back, he doesn't have ninja powers. They're destroyed. He Mastodon changes.
That was a really cool episode.
From the original coin.
Because he was down there. Him and Carlos were down on Earth just fighting.
Just like a broken phone or a broken tablet will sometimes work.
And when,
it doesn't work well, but it works.
Time, but
it was a really cool episode because when the enemies come down, Carlos morphs into the Black Ranger, and he's fighting. And he's getting his ass kicked because he's by himself. He's surrounded. And Adam's over there. And he watches and he looks down at his bag and he picks up his morpher.
And
Alpha's there. He's like, don't do it. Don't do it. He's like,
it's a damage. We don't know how much.
He's like, I can't sit by. So he's like, it's morphin time. He's like, Mastodon. And he turns into the original Ranger. And he goes over there and he kicks some ass. But the power is unstable. So you'll see that he'll be fighting. All of a sudden he'll fall to the ground in pain. And you'll see that the suit starts disappearing. And then fading out and then fading back in. And he gets back up. He's like, I gotta keep... And he just fights through the pain.
Oh, kind of like that stupid candle.
that candle has a stupid fucking candle. Yep.
What happened when that candle was doing stuff? I remember that candle did something along the same lines.
Yes, it detached Tommy from the green energy, but did not actually destroy the green energy.
Yeah.
She was looking to take it back. And as long as his life force was no longer tied to it, if she could get a hold of the coin before Zordon could pick a replacement, she would get the energy back.
And in the Japanese version, the candle kills Burai.
Yes.
Flat out destroys the power, kills him completely.
And in the American version, there was a clone made
of Tommy Oliver,
which was given the Green Ranger power from Rita because she did get it back.
And that's when you see the White
Ranger.
No,
there's a weirdness to it. There's a very weird stipulation. Lord Zedd, this is what I think is really going on. It took me a long time to piece this together. Rita did not make the Green Ranger power. Now, the coins have, this is going to be ridiculous. Everything that I have ever seen says that for some reason, Zordon and Rita found themselves at a stalemate of some sort, and they did a coin toss to determine, this is going to be ridiculous. They did a coin toss to determine who would get the coins.
Out of the 6 coins, Zordon won 5 of them.
She won 1.
She got the green one.
In her rage, she attacks Zordon, cripples his body, causing him to be stuck in this time warp thing.
But at the same time, with the last bit of his power, Zordon traps her in the dumpster.
He uses the last of his power to seal her away in the dumpster, like, take that, bitch!
Bitch, put me in a tube, I'll put you in a dumpster!
Yeah, so now she's stuck.
I live in a tube, you live in a trash can!
So oh, she's
with
stuck.
Space! With she's a monkey, a baboon, and it's crowded in there.
With all your little crew, there
so
you
that's
go.
What happens to him. Now, because of that, he always knew that when she got out, she might be able to be dangerous. But I think that Lord Zedd... I think Lord Zedd manipulated the green power.
After 10,000 years of being stuck in there with two monkeys and a weird gold-plated dude...
170 million years,
I think Lord Zedd
Zordon
manipulated the power.
Zordon doesn't exist in the...
No.
Because we're talking about Zordon right now. Yeah. So
Lord Zedd specifically says, when they get the White Ranger... In the series, they capture the White Ranger for something. I can't remember exactly what was going on. I think it was during the Kimberly storyline where they were going to kill her.
Right, for the Falcon got captured or something like that.
They end up. He says word for word, "Soon, I will have the Green Ranger back under my control." There's no way they made a mistake like that. So they had something planned that they never followed through. But the fact that he says it makes you believe that he can manipulate the green energy and give it to somebody else should he ever find a way to do it. And more proof of this is presented when Tommy's link to the energy was broken and Lord Zedd was able to steal parts of it into a crystal and re-manipulate that energy to make 5 Dark Rangers. Now, the story never gets off the ground. The Dark Rangers never do anything and they look ridiculous. But it proves that even though Zordon knows something about these coins and knows how to manipulate the energy because he advanced it to the Thunder Stages, Zedd also knows how to mess with this energy. He can make Rangers. He just needs a catalyst. He needs the green energy in something that he can feed off of. So the coin was a way for him to use the green energy, and he gave it to Rita.
Which was actually really cool about that episode. Those episodes.
Which also explains where the coin comes from when they make another Green Ranger. They make a clone of Tommy. Yeah. And if Zedd is able to simply bestow green energy, then all he had to do is the wizard makes a clone and he's like, there's my Green Ranger again.
That one's dead? Hold on a second.
And it was really cool. It was actually cool to see the White Ranger and Green Ranger fight. To Tommy's fight, and you got to really see why the green was superior. He couldn't beat him. No matter how much he tried, the White Ranger was
not. And because they only used stock footage, the White Tiger Zord got its ass rocked so hard.
Yeah, Green Tommy summons a Dragon Zord, and he's like, and he summons a Tiger Zord, he jumps in it.
And he's like, sorry, I'm gonna have to put you down!
Yep, and he turns into the fighting mode, and he's like, and you know how he grabs those orbs from the back?
The finishing move.
And it shoots out of the chest. He shoots his ultimate attack at the Dragon Zord. And the Dragon Zord just walks through it.
Literally walks through the strongest attack he has.
And then he's like, Tail Whip! And he whips the tail of the Tiger Zord.
Tail Whip! Slap!
He hits the Tiger Zord. Tiger Zord falls down. The White Ranger goes, Whoa! Falls right out. Tiger Zord done. Can't get up. It's like, it's crippled.
One hit. one hit from the
Dragon Zord. It's undefeatable.
But Zordon specifically mentioned that the White Ranger is stronger and made from pure energy, so it can never be manipulated.
Yeah, once Tommy got the White Powder, that shit flew right out the window,
the Dragon Zord was like, "Oh, better than me." Not even an actual attack. Tail whip. Bang.
Didn't even turn on the little spinner. Decreased his defense by 5 points. If you look at how many times Tommy got corrupted by evil in that series, the second he got the White Ranger powers, like Bill said, Zordon mentioned, he can no longer ever be controlled by evil.
He went Zeo. Mm-hmm. And then the white energy was no longer present.
Yep.
He was feeding off the red energy, and so red energy could be manipulated by evil because he became an evil ranger again.
Which is when he got brainwashed, I think, in Zero.
It's not completely the same thing.
Tommy has been corrupted by evil multiple times. And in Turbo, he's like, I'm leaving.
Kind of like Kane from Final Fantasy IV.
It's a little constant, bit like Kane.
Constant brainwash.
Oh, maybe that's why Tommy's my favorite ranger.
Uh-oh. Tommy's my favorite ranger, too.
Probably because Kane is my... I don't want to get into this.
I'm just saying. It's like... I was using that as a reference.
No.
It's a good reference.
That was a fine reference.
Kane gets brainwashed 15 billion times throughout Final Fantasy IV.
Probably why...
He's like...
I need to hang out
with my friends and do good deeds for the world. Oh shit, brain control.
So
I stab you now.
This is quite literally becoming our longest one, but I do want to finish this. I want to say what I have been doing, because we just went into a Power Rangers time range.
So this is a what's up Power Ranger talk.
Yeah. But it's funny because I want to
bullshit end it. The podcast.
I want to end it on a Power Rangers note because I wanted to fucking play Power Rangers. There's no play in Power Rangers. The games are horrific. There's two good ones on Super Nintendo. There's two good ones on Super Nintendo, one good one on Sega.
I played the one on Sega, which was a side-scrolling beat-em-up. I beat that one. That one I thought was a good game.
That was Power Rangers the movie.
Yep.
No.
Yes, yeah, it is.
Power Rangers the movie on Sega? Sega.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's the only one they got.
That's the one I beat.
That's the only one
they got. Literally the only one they got. They got another one, but we try not to talk about it because it's one of the most terrible fighting games you can ever play.
Worse than Battle Arena Toshiden 2.
Hey, you shut up. That game is amazing.
Terrible game.
It's amazing to watch other people play.
That's true.
But what happens, I go and I start looking for games. I download a couple games. They suck. I find one guy who has a game I want to play. He's not releasing it. He made a Mugen, a Power Rangers. M-U-G-E-N, all dots. You ever seen a Mugen? They basically take the fighting engine from Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Oh, that stuff. I remember that.
Yeah, and it's actually been released on PS3 now.
These guys make all kinds of fighting games off this engine. And I've seen some really, really, really good ones. Spider-Man and DC versus Marvel and whatnot. Some great ones that you can download that are their own games. This guy's currently working on the Power Rangers Mugen. And it looks awesome. I've seen a couple of the fights. He's got like an evil ranger who's like a shadow. And he keeps turning into other rangers. He primarily looks like the green, but he looks all shaded. And as you're fighting, like, parts of him will break off. Like, he'll hit you, and, like, another thing will come out of him that looks like the yellow ranger or the blue. And it'll, like, do, like, a deal where it brings up the staff and it'll stab you or something like that. And I was like, man, I want to play this game. And he was like, nope, that's my beta. And I was like, well, when's your finished product? Like, how long am I waiting here? And he was like,
when I get done.
He never gave me an answer.
He probably doesn't have an answer to give.
And I was like, come on, man, I need it. So, couldn't get an answer from
him. Throw that man some money, Bill. Maybe he'll work on it.
So I go looking for some RPs. I found a couple. I tried. Man, some people...
God-modding pricks. That's
yes,
what I gotta say.
Some people, when they RP... they god mode like crazy. And where I prefer RPs that are storyline based, These guys are just like, they just tap something as fast as they can. They're like, they'll be like, my guy says this, he says this, he says this, he says this. They just play by role. All you do is type in what your guy is saying, hit enter. Type in what you're saying, enter. Type in what you're saying, enter. And when you want to do something, you do it quick. You be like, if you're going to make an attack, you put a star, and then you say, shoots green energy, your guy falls down, star, enter. That's it, it's done. I got killed in the RP because he was like, I was like, I did this attack, and then right after I did it, like, he just somehow didn't get attacked by me at all. He was like, I grabbed the Green Ranger and teleported him to a dungeon. And I was like, what? What just happened? So I type in, I'm like, poopy, in a dungeon. So right after that, he's like, he says, no one can enter this dungeon unless they are true evil. So it goes to this other guy. Now things get ridiculous. People start coming in to help me. Trini comes in. She's like, don't worry, I'll get you out of here. And he's like, now you're trapped here because I'm evil. Here comes Kimberly. Don't worry, I've got this. Now you're trapped here because I'm evil. So people are coming in, and he's just like, nope, you're trapped because you got to be evil to get in here. If you come in here, I automatically get your powers, and you're just trapped in here. And I said, then me and you got a problem. And his guy goes, why? And I said, because my energy was created from darkness. I'm seething with evil energy. And even if I'm not evil, I'm not trapped here. So I break my chains and go for my dragon dagger. And he's like, I break Green Ranger's neck. You're dead.
And this is why I don't play games on forums anymore.
So I died.
Because I tried to sit down and play and it
lost my Green Ranger power.
Could have went in there with the White Ranger and he'd be like, oh, you're evil. Like, oh, no, if you know White Ranger can't be corrupted by evil.
No, because because
you're trapped there because that dude's evil.
Yeah.
Because you aren't evil, you're trapped in there.
And he automatically starts draining your power.
Oh, well, that's terrible for them.
It's all right. I would create two Power Rangers and one would be the Devil Rainbow Ranger.
Can't
and
do
the
it.
Other one would be...
Can't do
brown
it.
Poo ring.
Not allowed. Mm-hmm. You have to go through this forum leader to tell him who you want and everything like that, and he has to confirm it. And the only reason I got involved in that fight is because...
I'd give that guy $10 to let me make
I went to a couple
guys.
Things. I went to a couple things, talking with a couple characters, and this one character asked for my help. She was playing Kimberly. I talked to her twice on the forum already. I was trying to get myself into their game. And she was like, we're being attacked by Trent and this Neo guy, this evil Neon or whatever. And I'm like, are you in trouble? Do you need help? And they were like, yeah. So I go out there, I get my computer, I open it up. I'm like, I'm about to throw down. So I beam in. This guy kicks Trini right in the chest, knocks her down, hits Kimmy in the face, and then does this sword slash up across her, and she falls down, and I beam in the middle of them. And I specifically typed in, I was like, I come down, half-formed, crack the ground while landing. I expel my energy through my shield to look like lightning. It sparks off of my shield and comes down across the ground, and I stand up and look directly at you. And then I'm like, so I type that in, and then I'm like, I don't know who you are, but these are my friends. You won't touch them again. And this guy's like, I shoot white energy, you topple onto the ground.
Yeah. That just...
So I'm like, hoorah, defeated!
It was great, because you came down with an attitude. You're like, I'm like the greatest. Oh, God!
Hey, it's Wolverine
oh, no,
in the
it
1990s
gets better. It gets way
X-Men
better.
Cartoons.
It gets way better. Right after that, I'm like, okay, all right, that's fine. So we're just supposed to fight as fast as we can. This is like a speed fighting thing. So I'm like, I do this, I do this, I do this. So I'm throwing down punches and kicks and doing cuts and shooting lasers. And then he's just like, I'm dodging it, I'm dodging it, I'm dodging it, I'm dodging it, I'm dodging it. And then he's like, now it's time to show you why Tommy wasn't enough to kill me. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he's like, I killed your master. And I was like, that's a lie, you lie. And all of a sudden he turns into the Green Ranger. Boo-doo! And I'm like,
That's weird because that shouldn't happen.
I'm like,
duplicates.
How'd you get my power? But I had only enough time to ask because this other dude is like, stand back! He's like, this guy's too much for you. I have the ability to turn into all sixth I have the ability to turn into all sixth Rangers ever. He's like, wow, he becomes a Green Ranger. And I'm like, no, wait.
there's fucking three Green Rangers. And then this other dude comes in, and he's like, my power is the power of morph copies. And he's like, bow, Green Ranger. Now there's four Green Rangers sitting here brawling. And then that moment happens where all of a sudden he's like, I grab the Green Ranger and teleport to the dungeon. And, dude, the forum lit up. They were like, which one? Which one? Which one? Which one? Which one? Which one did you take? Which one? Are you talking about Bill? Which one? Did you grab this guy? Neo? Which one? Which one? Which one? Who did that? Who did Neo grab somebody? Which one? Which one? Which one? I was like, well, maybe if there weren't 37 people trying to play this one forum game at the exact same time, all being the Green Ranger, we wouldn't have this issue. So, and then he was like, I grabbed Bill, and I was like, well, poopy, I'm in a dungeon. Because I have no idea what's going on anymore.
And then he got his neck broke and died.
Yeah. So I started my own forum game.
Yeah, that's the one you've been playing with Spencer?
I have a lot more control, and it's story-driven. Which means unless you have an actual story line, you don't get in. You can't just be like, I break your neck, you're dead. Doesn't work that way.
Templeton slash
so,
neck.
So, Bill, done. If I decide to join that RP, can I just make the Double Rainbow Ranger?
I don't know what that would even be.
No, you'd have to base it off of an actual ranger.
What does it mean, though?
So far, we're on episode 3, and it's going really well.
Bill is the Gold Ranger. Scott is the White Ranger.
He is the weakest Ranger of all.
Right? I'm the weakest of them.
Spencer's the Green Ranger.
Because my energy, unlike theirs,
also be a Pink Ranger.
He is also the Pink Ranger.
Unlike their energy,
I called the Red Ranger for whenever I jump in.
My energy is perpetual.
My Mighty Morphin.
You can't just say, I call the Red Ranger.
When I morph...
There's like a billion of them.
If I morph and I'm only at 70% power today, tomorrow my 70% power is stronger than what yesterday's 70% power is. When they morph at 100%, their 100%, what it was today, that's what it is tomorrow. They are at a set power. They'll discover more attacks and become more inclined with their power, but the gold increases energy until it kills the user.
Which mostly we've been doing like basic kicks, punches.
Right. Well, we've done things like you have access to Saba and you've driven your motorcycle but haven't transformed it yet.
Motorcycle.
And
which I've done as a drive-by on the recent monster we've been having.
The recent monster
is... Blat, motherfucker!
Did you drive by Saba?
It's kind of what he did. He drove by.
He rolled it.
I had the swords, and it's like, okay.
Yeah, he took the dragon dagger, and he drove by the monster and does like this skid cut across the monster.
And he's swinging a baseball bat?
Dude, he's...
Well, actually, I was originally thinking about maybe like trying to join them together at the end and like
cracking
like,
mailboxes.
Like a...
The Saba!
The enemy is ridiculously powerful, and we're only three Rangers, and we're fighting a monster that's no joke at all.
What did we get him down to?
We brought him down to 42%, and we were decimated. You were at like 30.
30
you were at 35 before the explosion happened.
Then it was like 29.
The explosion took me down to 12% and took the Green Ranger down to 14%. It dropped you, like, to 28 or something like that.
The White Ranger's proven to be the strongest. He's like, I'll take it!
No, because all Bill has to do is survive days.
That's really true. But as it starts
but
right
now... the problem
now,
is, the more days he survives, the shorter his lifespan is.
The more the gold power kills him.
Yep.
Because
but I don't
those
know it.
Days that he spends are
nobody
no longer
knows
there.
It. In fact, we're about to have something happen in the story that's going to be a game changer. Because this girl shows up, and she was somehow able to track.
Oh yeah,
morphing
her Ranger
energy.
Radar.
She came in and she
beep,
was
beep,
like,
beep, 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 beep. "Hey, I found
in,
it."
She got in there.
I got all seven Rangers. Let's summon Shenron.
She got in there and she was like, "I take it one of you guys is the Ranger." And I tried to cover for Jace. I got up and I was like, "That's me." I was like, "I found this guy in the chaos," and she was like, "That's weird because this device just led me to him." And I was like, well, fuck me. Because now she knows
and then,
that I'm one.
And then I show up, and it's like, oh, hey, Oh, wait, I'm still in Ranger
But she
form.
Just said that what she has an ability. Right. She has an ability through these wristbands that she's created where she understands the energy. She's studying it at a scientific level. So she is about to transfer her energy into us three to try to get us up to 50% to try to take herself only down to about 25 or 75. And she doesn't realize what kind of strain it's going to be. She can give her power to those two. I am not morphing power. I am perpetual energy created by the Zeo Crystal, the most powerful force ever introduced in all of Power Rangers. Because the Zeo Crystal does nothing but get stronger every single day.
And then we left off in the episode morphing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's about to transfer power, and it's going to take a lot more from her than she realizes to power me. Because I'm not morphing energy. I'm different. But it's been really cool. We're three episodes in. It's going really well. I created two villains so far. Dark Wizard Alchemist, known as Tastar. And then and then another guy whose name is Six. Real simple.
Can we say that the wizard came from the moon?
He's like a rotting fleshy zombie thing.
What,
he's got
Six or the Wizard?
Six. He's missing a good portion of his face. It's basically all skeleton. He has a device here on his chin that talks for him. And one of his eyes is still there, but it's in like this weird mechanical apparatus so he can see. The other eye is not there at all. He has a giant staff that sits next to his chair, and his flesh is literally falling off of him, and there's a mechanical skeletal apparatus that's around his bones.
So he's like
that's basically keeping him alive. There's another guy.
So instead of brain exposed Zed, you have everything else exposed.
The other guy that's walking around in there that's most important, his name is Nine. And there's a point to the numbers. There's a reason that I'll bring up later. But he's essentially in a gigantic, like, you know, Big Daddy? Well, there's like this big thing, like this open area where you can see him because he's walking around in this giant mechanical thing and he's like a scientist dude and he's basically a rotting flesh zombie skeleton thing, but he's in that embalming fluid inside of this iron lung. He's like walking around in basically like a giant scuba suit
and
it's filled with that crap.
He's a big
Does he have a drill arm?
No.
Oh,
but he is somebody that we can end up fighting with later on. They are real bad guys. And Six, even though he looks broken, all he does is sit in this chair so far, and he tries to move as little as possible. He basically sits there. You'll notice every storyline I've said that he sits in the chair, he sits in the chair, he sits in the chair. The most he ever does is after a while he'll get irritated.
He'll tap his fingers.
He doesn't even try to raise his voice half the time. Most of the time when things are going down, even if they're not going his way, he'll be like, do this. Do that. That's bothersome. I don't like bothersome things. And then at one point, Tastar crossed...
Right, Green Ranger's neck.
Because Tastar, the only reason that he enslaved the Mars, but the reason Mars is not destroyed is because he needs us. His alchemy relies on life force. So he's basically keeping us alive like cattle. He kills so many of us to create the monsters. The monsters we're fighting, the lizard men, they're created from actual people that lived on my planet. They could be your brother, your sister. There's no saving them once they've been transformed.
Your douchebag boss.
When you brought up lizard men, the first thing that came to my mind was that old late night USA Dynamen episode that I saw with the Lizard of Oz.
But there was one point where Tastar, because he said he had this sick, he told Six, he was like, you've been here for 2 weeks now, and you haven't managed to catch a single one of these Rangers you said you would catch. And he was like, I have a plan for that. I'm going to release my monster in the middle of your city and destroy as much of it as I possibly can, and the Rangers will come to me. And he's like, he gets mad. He stands up and he's like, you're destroying my livestock. He's like, I will not allow it. And Six actually stands up for the first time in the whole RP. And it didn't happen till almost the end of the second episode.
He stood up and he grabbed that cane, and Tastar went silent, and he was like, "Do not assume us equals in this venture. If it was up to me," he said, "do not assume us equals in this venture." He says, "You're lucky I didn't simply wipe your planet from the face of the galaxy." He's like, "The only reason that I contacted you in the first place is because it would have been bothersome to fight both you and the Gold Power. And I do not like bothersome things. So sit down, shut up, and let me work." And immediately Tastar was like, "Yeah, that's cool. I don't know."
You know what? I think I'm just going to go over here now and shut the fuck up.
Because Six made a deal. He said, "Stay away from me. Don't cause me problems. I need access to your military forces. And I will destroy the Gold Power. But I get it. It's mine." He'd been dealing with a Black Ranger. The issue, the Black Ranger power is still somewhere on the planet. Don't know where. Because Tastar had claimed that he killed the Black Ranger. And he's like, "But did you take his morpher?" And he's like, take his what? And he's like, "If you didn't take his morpher, he's still alive. He'll simply pass the power to someone else." He says, "When I kill the Gold Ranger, I get his trinket. You can have the green and white. That doesn't mean anything to me. Because as far as Six is concerned, if he got the gold energy, he's already dead. He'll simply amass the power for eternity, and it can't kill him again.
Because he's already dead.
So he'll just get stronger and stronger and stronger for the rest of forever. Until there's no force in the universe that can possibly stand against him. But Tastar doesn't know how the energies work. He assumes, well, this is a killer deal. I'm going to get two energies and he's going to get one. So he's letting it happen. And that's the RP that I've been running myself. I call it Power Rangers Rebirth.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.